You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage and finance expert, Tina Mitchell.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host and mortgage expert, Tina Mitchell, right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, November 18th show. I provide you news on everything money, fresh information on market trends and conditions in our local economy. If you're hearing my show at a different time of day, you're listening to a rebroadcast. You can talk with the guests that I have in studio by calling the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And second guest in studio, Scott Sheff with SW Group Credit Repair. And today we're going to be talking about credit myths and credit repair. Scott, thank you so much for joining me again.
Always great to be back again, Tina.
Wonderful. And a little bit about Scott. Scott is nationally recognized credit expert and president of SW Group, a private referral-based credit repair organization that works with lending banks across the country to assist customers that have credit challenges. And so important, Scott, having you on studio and talking about credit issues, because they're almost everything that we want to apply for money and even a job is affected based on and looked at based on our credit score. So first, let's just open it up with what is SW Group? A little bit about your company.
Yes, absolutely. SW Group is a private referral-based credit repair organization, and we work with banks across the country, primarily in the mortgage environment. When people go in to look to purchase a home and they're not able to get approved because they have certain negative items that are on their credit report and their credit scores are not high enough to meet the requirements for approval, the banks will then send them over to us as a private referral, and we will dispute the negative items with the three main credit bureaus, as well as the actual creditor themselves, the actual collection company. And in 30 days, in a lot of cases, we're able to get those negative items removed, and that in turn will raise the credit score, and then the person will get approved for the loan.
So, Scott, what can someone do right now to help their credit scores?
Well, the most actionable thing that you can do is pay down your balances. And a lot of people don't realize this, but there's what's called a utilization ratio. The magic number is 30%. So anytime, if you add up all your credit cards that you have and get your limits, and you add up all your balances on all of your credit cards, so let's say you have $10,000 total in the credit limits, and you have $5,000 total in balances, that would be 50% utilization ratio. That's bad. Anytime it goes above 30%, again, that's the magic number, that can harm your score. So you always want to make sure to keep your balances low, below that 30%, and always, always pay on time. That's very important as well.
Of course. And Scott, is it true? It's still true that I know 30% is that breaking for the utilization piece of it, but is it still true that if it goes over 50%, it gets even worse?
The higher it goes, then obviously it's going to affect you more negatively.
Yeah. So those that are listening, you know, like myself, I use my credit card on everything I possibly could. If I could pay my mortgage on my credit card, I would do that because of the free money for 30 days and the miles and all the great stuff that we get for using our credit card. But if you're actually applying for a mortgage at that time or you're applying for something, it's just known at that time during that period of time, you want to make sure that you're not doing that or make sure that your lender has the ability to do a rapid rescore where you can pay that off, because the challenge is the timing. You really don't know when it's going to be reported, because it's not like it's reported right at that time, because typically there's that 30-day grace. So great information, Scott. So what is the difference between credit repair versus debt consolidation?
Great question. And a lot of people can confuse the two. Credit repair is disputing the negative items that are on the report to have them permanently removed off of the report. So let's say you have four credit cards that went to collections. We would dispute those through our process, and if the item is removed from the report, it's gone. Now, with debt consolidation, what that is it's contacting all of those credit card companies and coming to an agreement on a certain amount and paying one payment each month. But what that's going to do is that's going to harm your credit, because it's going to put settled for less than full amount on that, and it's going to put derogatory remarks on the report, versus if we dispute the item and the item is not able to be verified and we have it removed, then it would be off the report completely, and there would be nothing negative regarding that item.
Yeah, and credit repair is never going to damage your credit score, but just as you said, debt consolidation absolutely does, because they're, like you said, they're negotiating a lower balance deal with the bank, and they're reporting late on that. And I'm in the mortgage arena, and it can be devastating to possibly, depending on the loan, and qualifying for a mortgage, and you can't go backwards on that. So a big difference there between the two of them. So Scott, how is SW Group different from other credit repair organizations?
Yes, big difference. There's a lot out there. Okay. We have personalized service, number one, meaning that you have a direct contact here at the company. But not only that, we have the latest technology. And in fact, we've introduced brand new technology to our, every client has their own online interface. And when you log into the interface, it actually gives you welcome video and explains the credit repair process, the portal. But not only that, it gives you a lot of information back there as far as understanding credit. There's videos to educate you as well. Not only that, we have an itemized list of every single item that we're disputing and which item has been removed, the changes in the scores. The technology is really state-of-the-art and top-of-the-line and completely interactive. It's one of the best platforms that's out there in the credit repair industry.
Yeah, and that's great, Scott. And I'm, you know, a lot of times people will say, well, why would I use a credit repair company and pay a fee when I can do it myself? And I, you know, my answer is always the same. It's just like, you know, if you have a speeding ticket, are you going to take it to court by yourself or have an attorney? And if you do have a ticket to court by yourself, what are the chances it's going to get removed from your record? As a credit company repair, a credit repair company, you know all of the codes and things and how they have to report things on the credit report to make sure it's
exactly
within the fair credit act for consumers. So well worth the investment, and that's exactly what it is an investment to your future, and ultimately it will pay for itself when you're paying less interest and able to get that job you want because you have good credit history.
Yeah, and I always tell everybody, no matter what, if you ever have anything negative on your credit report, you know, number one, get a monitoring service. Number one, be aware of it each month. And if there's ever anything negative, you want to dispute it to try to get it off the credit report. Even inquiries, even if you just have inquiries, that's the only thing negative. You want to keep that credit report spotless and be aware of it and definitely monitor it. And Credit Karma and all those sites, you know, they only give you two bureaus and the information really isn't that accurate.
Yeah.
So if I recommend having a service where you monitor, you have all three credit bureaus to monitor that.
Yeah, and it's important to know credit repair is not about getting things removed that shouldn't be there. That isn't obvious, but it's about getting things removed even though they're supposed to be there because they're being reported inaccurately and against the consumer's right.
Yep, and a good site to go to is identityiq.com.
Okay.
They will give you all three credit bureaus, and they will also give you all three credit scores. They will give you basically very accurate information. But not only that, they give you $25,000 in identity theft insurance.
Oh.
They'll give you pet care, elder care, lost wages. They'll hire attorneys if needed, and lost wallet protection. You can even order your check systems report, which is if you go to apply for a checking account. So they give you all the bells and whistles.
And what is that? What does that come from, that website again?
It's identityiq.com.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks, Scott. Great resource. So there's a lot of myths out there about credit and credit scores. What are some of those?
Oh, there's a bunch out there. Number one, employers cannot see your credit scores. They can only see your actual credit report. So that's one that's out there. Another one is credit reports and credit scores are the same thing. A credit report and a credit score are completely different. The score is a numerical calculation that is sold as a product because it could be, and FICO has many different versions that they use when populating a score. So there's different versions. The report is separate. And when you pull a report, it's going to populate the score based off of whatever algorithm that they're using.
Yes. Which, what is there, 53 algorithms? How many are there now?
There's a whole lot. It's always changing.
Yeah.
There's a ton of them out there. And that goes to another point, which is when you, I'm sure you get this all the time, they're looking to go to get a mortgage, and They come in and they look at Credit Karma and they think their scores are one thing, and then when they come into you and you pull the report, it's something completely different.
Always.
And the reason for that is because when you go to a credit monitoring website, they pull completely different algorithms. Mm-hmm. What it is it's a business-to-consumer report. When you go to a bank, they're going to pull a business-to-business report that's going to be based off of a FICO model. So the items will be similar, but the actual scores themselves will vary. And people that aren't educated or just don't know, you know, they think it's universal across the board, and it's not. If you go to 10 different credit monitoring sites, you're going to get 10 different scores. And if you go to apply for a car loan, you're going to tell you you have one score. If you go to apply for a credit card, they could tell you have a different score here, mortgage, different score there. So the scores can slightly vary. You just want to make sure you focus on the items that are negative to go after those. Your balances are low. And then no matter where you go, you're going to have a decent credit score.
Yeah. And Scott, another myth, and this is a bad one that you really can't recover from once you've done it. And so it's really good to know. Myth being that payoff cards that you're not using. Can you talk about that?
Well, as far as cards that you're not using, you mean as far as closing the account?
Yeah, I didn't mean to say payoff. I meant closing accounts that you're not using.
Yeah, people will have accounts and they'll say, well, you know, I'm not using this card, and you know, I got a $5,000 limit. I'm not using this card. I don't need it, so I'm going to just close the account because I think I've had people actually. They think that's going to help their credit because
I have too.
Because they close the account and say, ha-ha, look at this, I don't need it. But in fact, it's the opposite. You want to make sure that you keep that account open. Just keep the balance at zero, and that will help. And, you know, use it a little bit just to show a little bit of activity on it, and that will help your score because they're gonna see, okay, well, we feel very comfortable loaning this person money because they have it available, they're using very little, and they're paying on time. If you close it, then they don't have anything to really judge off of. So you want to make sure, just keep it open, and they'll just increase your limits. You know, let them increase your limits, and just don't use the card if you don't want to. Heck, you don't even need to have it physically.
Yes.
I mean, well, if you want to spend it a little bit, I mean, just keep it in a drawer or something. You don't need to carry it around with you every day in your wallet if you don't need to. But you definitely want to keep them open, use it a few times just to show a little activity and pay it in full and just let it stay open. Because you never know if you ever need it in an emergency or something later on in life, who knows? But at least you'll have it at your disposal to be able to use it if you need to.
And the why behind that is because part of the credit score is based on the longevity or the time frame that you've had your account. So if you have an account that's been open for 5 years and you only have a few accounts, the other accounts are newer accounts, and you close that one out for 5 years you're not using, you don't have that history.
You lose that account history, which is 15% of the pie chart.
Yes, so it can have a huge impact. On another note here, kind of similar or around that, but not really, but getting added as an authorized user to someone's account because you don't have that longevity and history. And I would say you want to make sure, which is a great thing to do, but when it comes to a mortgage, make sure when you're adding an authorized user that you're actually adding an authorized user where the history of that account is not going to be older than you are. Because you can use be an authorized user on an account, but for a mortgage purpose, it doesn't come into play, or they don't like to use it if you've got one on there that's been open for, you know, 30 years and you're 28 years old. So, or if it's open 30 years and you're 28, and obviously you couldn't establish credit at that age. So just, I wanted to throw that in there. Scott, so why understanding your credit score is so important?
Well, it affects pretty much everything financially. I mean, it's how society judges you. You know, and people sometimes don't realize it until you really think about it. You know, no matter where you go for anything, I mean, for electric, for an apartment, for a house, for employment in a lot of cases, for getting approved for anything as far as obviously a credit card and whatnot, it's how society judges you. So obviously you want to make sure that your credit report is spotless. You don't want to have anything negative on it. And if there is, you know, people can call into the show and get a hold of us, and we'll give them a free consultation and go over everything with them and be able to advise them on the necessary steps. But it's very important to make sure that if you do have anything negative on your report, to address it, to try to clear it up as quickly as possible.
So, Scott, what would you say the percentage of consumers that have errors that show up on their credit report?
It's hard to say for 100%, but about 20% have roughly. You know, they've done congressional hearings on it and studies on it. You know, it's hard to put an exact number up, but there are a lot. There are a lot, and I see it all the time, inaccuracies that are on there. Even personal information as well.
Yes.
You know, people say, oh, I never lived at that address. What is that? Or we'll see tax liens or judgments that aren't even that person's. They're just somebody with the same name and lives in the same zip code. Or
yes.
Even collection accounts that are a relative with a similar social security number. There's inaccuracies all the time. It's hard to put an exact number on it, though, but... it actually could be a lot higher, believe it or not. It's really hard to say for sure.
Yeah. And if you're just tuning in as I'm talking with Scott, my credit repair expert, credit repair is really important to go through regardless of if it's your issues that you have paid things late or if there's errors on there. It's really about getting that clean up regardless if it was your fault or not. I've got to wrap up time here, Scott, with you. But one last call to action for my listeners from you would be what?
Well, if there's anybody listening to the show that has anything negative on their credit report that they'd like to address, just give the show a call, and we'll provide you with a free consultation, go over the entire report with you, and come up with a strategy and be able to take care of it.
Wonderful. Scott, thank you again for your time. I miss not having you in studio because you're so far away, so we got to get on the phone and talk to each other, but
you
sometime you're going to have to come
in South
Seattle.
Florida,
I don't want to hear
so
about
amazing.
It.
It's hard to get, you know, it's funny because I tell people...
Well, we don't have any hurricanes over here, so...
Right, that is true. luckily, we survived, so we're okay.
Good. Well, thank you so much, Scott. I look forward to talking with you again soon.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye. And coming up next on the Money Hour, flipping homes in the Seattle market, Vivian Peterson and Debbie Yeager with Windermere Real Estate Shoreline right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.